This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The S&P 500 closed above 5,000 for the first time ever on Friday, as the three major averages logged a positive week for the 13th time in the last 14 weeks. With few economic catalysts in the past week, investors have been digesting a slew of corporate results that have come in better than expected. Meanwhile, commentary from Federal Reserve officials largely reiterated the central bank's stance that more confidence in inflation's path downward is needed. The week ahead will bring new challenges to the market rally, though, with a fresh reading on inflation and consumer spending highlighting the economic calendar. On the corporate side, about 15% of the S&P 500 is set to report earnings headlined by John Deere, Coinbase, Airbnb, and Shopify. Tuesday morning will bring investors the Consumer Price Index, CPI, for January. Wall Street expects an annual gain of 2.9% for headline CPI, which includes the price of food and energy, a noted decrease from the 3.4% headline number in December. Prices are set to rise 0.2% on a month-over-month basis in line with December's rise. On a core basis, which strips out the food and energy prices, inflation is expected to have risen 3.7% year-over-year, a slowdown from the 3.9% increase seen in December. Monthly core price increases are expected to clock in at 0.3%, unchanged from the month prior. We expect more core goods deflation this month, mainly driven by weak used car prices, Morgan Stanley economist Diego Anzoa Tegui wrote in a note to clients on Thursday. Gradual deceleration is confirmed, but services inflation remains sticky, with some deceleration in rents inflation, but a slight rebound in insurance prices and hotels. Part of the soft landing thesis that's taken over markets in the past few months has been consistent, stronger-than-expected data on consumer spending. A fresh reading on that trend is set to greet investors on Thursday with the January retail sales report. Economists expect retail sales declined 0.2% in January from the prior month. Bank of America U.S. economist Michael Gapin is anticipating a soft print due to seasonal factors and widespread winter storms that likely disrupted retail spending in January. But Gapin doesn't believe this changes the overall narrative for the consumer. And the real wages metric Gapin references, which is the wage Americans see after subtracting headline inflation from their wage growth, was recently listed in the Yahoo Finance chartbook as a reason the U.S. economy has skirted recession amid higher interest rates. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.